Where's your uncle's place? I'll drive you back there. Both kids slammed their lips shut, Charlie making a zipping motion in front of hers.
You can't make us tell,
she somehow muttered through clamped teeth. A toughie, huh? Gracie held back a smile. Change of tactics. How did you hurt your arm, William? The boy gave the tree above a filthy look.
I fell out of the tree, but I'm okay.
Charlie shook her head, which must have loosened her lips.
No, you're not. You said your arm was really, really sore. Uncle Owen needs to fix it in his hospital.
Aha. There was a clue. Does Uncle Owen work at the hospital? Gracie asked. She'd driven past the hospital on the way out of the little town. Nowhere near as big as a city center, it should still have an ER. And regardless of Uncle Owen's job, doctor, nurse, administrator, or even janitor, he'd get William seen quickly.
Yep, Charlie beamed up at her. He's Dr. O for awesome.
Gracie snorted. She just bet he was, possibly along with the ego to match. How about I drive you both to the hospital, and we'll find your Uncle Owen? The alternative really was calling the cops, but she wouldn't do that if she didn't have to. Charlie and William exchanged looks.
We're not allowed to get into cars with strangers, William said. And I'm the eldest, so I have to look after Charlie. She doesn't know any better.
Fair enough. Good to hear the boy had some street smarts. Not that it helped her dilemma. Am I still a stranger if I tell you my name is Gracie Cooper and my brother Glenn lives in town too? William cocked his head.
Does your brother have brown hair and glasses?
Yes, like a grown-up Harry Potter, but without the scar, Gracie said.
Uncle Owen knows him, I think. Does he write books?
He does. Ones you'll be able to read when you get a bit older. So what do you say, William or Will? Will you trust me? And somehow in the few minutes she'd known the dynamic duo, it had become important that they would. William's gaze scanned Gracie like an airport security X-ray. Supposedly satisfied, maybe that she wasn't Voldemort in feminine disguise, he struggled to his feet with a grimace.
All right, he said. Come on, Charlie.
Without hesitation, Charlie stood and slipped her hand into Gracie's.
I trust you, she said. You have smiley eyes.
Gracie laughed. Not the start to her mini vacation that she'd planned, but for the first time in weeks, her heart was light enough for her eyes to smile. Maybe Glenn was right. Maybe Bounty Bay was magical.